We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump and North Korean leader meet in Singapore. We've got the story.
Motorcycle rider injured in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We had thunderstorms all around us last night, but the chance of rain and storms returns later today and tonight. Our forecast is coming up.
In Singapore, President Donald Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un had their summit. The two leaders had a 45-minute private meeting and later signed documents that claim North Korea will commit toward complete denuclearization. Following the signing, President Trump commented,
"We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something. We both are going to do something. And we have developed a very special bond."
The documents also promise that the two nations will continue to work toward peace.
Last night, a motorcycle and a car collided on the southbound exit ramp from I-135 to 21st Street North. Police officer Brian Bachman says,
"Officers were dispatched to an injury accident. When they arrived, they located a victim in the street. He's been transported to a local hospital in critical condition where he's undergoing treatment."
The 39-year-old driver of that motorcycle was not wearing a helmet. The driver of the car was not injured.
A man was shot and killed in southeast Wichita, not far from Harry and the Kansas Turnpike. Here's police officer Charlie Davidson.
And then at approximately 3 a.m. on Sunday, a homicide occurred at Dacry's in the 7,000 block of East Harry. That victim is identified as Isaac Lewis, the 37-year-old male of Wichita.
Police arrested a 36-year-old suspect who was booked into jail on multiple counts, including murder. There have been 22 homicides in 23 weeks this year in Wichita.
Fire Captain Jose Ocades says a woman cleaning her family's restaurant after closing time has died, and her sister remains in critical condition. That fire happened 1 month ago in North Wichita near 21st and Waco.
One of the two victims from the Los Reyes restaurant incident on May 11th has passed away. Rosa Martinez, 51 years of age. The second victim is still in the hospital and unable to speak and gather more information on the cause of the fire, so the cause is still unknown.
Last year, there were 6 fire deaths in Wichita. This year, there have already been 5 fire fatalities.
It's a bit early for such a large, out-of-control fire in Colorado, but for people who live near Durango, it's not all that surprising.
La Plata County spokeswoman Megan Graham says more than 2,000 homes have been evacuated. Hundreds more are under pre-evacuation orders.
I don't think anyone can say that the fact that we are having a significant wildfire is a surprise.
The area around Durango has been classified as under an exceptional drought. Fire Information Officer Cameron Eck says current weather conditions helped this fire grow quickly.
We're facing extreme conditions with very dry vegetation, hot temperatures, low humidity, high winds, and rugged, inaccessible terrain.
It's too rugged on the west flank to put crews on the ground, but they're doing structure protection in every other direction of the flames. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Animal shelter workers and sheriff's deputies have rescued 37 small dogs from a trailer home in central Kansas after someone reported finding one dead dog and another extremely sick one in a nearby dumpster. Lyon County sheriff's officials say the sick animal was given emergency medical treatment. The sheriff's office said deputies then discovered 37 dogs living in the home near Opie. The owner asked for assistance to find new homes for the rat terriers and rat terrier mixes. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Team visiting the Royals tonight that doesn't come into Kauffman Stadium very often. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Wichita Mayor calls Riverfest a success. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Officials at Wichita Festivals, Inc. estimate this year's River Festival attendance at about 460,000 over the nine-day run that concluded Saturday. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
About what we planned on, that's about the target number we've been hitting here lately. But it's just a great way to kick off summer, and I think the food might have been even a little bit better this year. I ate down there a couple of times and found some pretty tasty and healthy choices.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show right here on KNSS.
The Department of Justice says some cases for asylum will no longer be considered acceptable reasons for admission to the U.S.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says many immigrants are coming to the United States by abusing the asylum system.
The number of illegal entrants has surged. Credible fear claims have skyrocketed.
For that reason, Sessions says no longer will people claiming to be fearful of domestic or gang violence be able to use those avenues to cross our borders, according to the Attorney General.
That's because the vast majority of the current asylum claims we're seeing are not valid.
He says cases of race, religious, and political persecution will still be considered. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Your Hawaiian vacation is about to get more expensive.
Visitors to Hawaii already pay the nation's highest rate for hotel rooms, but those costs could increase under a proposed law expanding the state's hotel tax. That tax is currently 10.25% on the room charge, which averages almost $293 a night. Lawmakers have passed a measure expanding that to all hotel, timeshare, and resort transactions, such as Wi-Fi, bottled water, parking, and other expenses like resort fees. Analysts say that could add an additional $8 a night to the current average of just over $30 a night in taxes. Hotel workers' unions and tourism groups oppose the bill. Governor David Ige has until June 25th to veto the measure or it becomes law. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning a little bit unsettled. I've seen prices anywhere from $2.74 down to $2.71. This morning, the best price, traffic tracker Jason called in earlier, K96 and Ridge Road, $2.69 there. Those prices a little unsettled. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. It's been a kind of a busy morning so far. We had some strong to severe thunderstorms that plowed on through, and it's like it just went right around town. That's the way it would generally. I said this last week. That's the way it always goes.
And you know, we watched that, Jad and I.
Isn't that crazy?
And
you know,
just,
I saw that picking up on the data yesterday, and I was like, there's no way. There's no way this is actually going to hold. And what happens? It holds true.
It went right
Amazing
around
how
us.
It works. Wow. He just literally danced right over us. So, yeah, we did have some storms this morning. As some folks may have gotten a little bit of hail and some gusty winds. All that now is to southeast Kansas, parking out into Oklahoma. We're working with some clouds. It is muggy, too. We've got temperatures in the high 70s to right around 80 degrees. A breeze out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. Our clouds should begin to thin out throughout the morning. Hours. I'm expecting mostly dry weather to take over. It's still going to be hot and humid, calling for a high of 93, but feeling hotter than that. But nonetheless, it is a huge improvement from yesterday. It's not until this evening when we see storms moving on across parts of Kansas. I'm going to say after 9, 10 o'clock, that's going to be our best bet for storms here in the metro. And with that unsettled trend to linger through early Wednesday morning with the clouds on Wednesday, that's going to keep us on the cooler side. I think that's when you actually feel the changes with highs in the mid to upper 80s. But then the heat picks up right where it left off through the end of the week as we warm back to the middle 90s.
All right. So still muggy today. High around, what, 93, you say?
93, yes.
All right. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Record 3 forecasts with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Now 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted. And as we've been talking about this week, the River Festival came to an end over the weekend. And with us this morning is the person who does all the work down there, Mary Beth Jarvis of Wichita Festival Sync. Right, Mary Beth?
Oh, my goodness. If I had to do all the work, Riverfest would, like, yeah, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, one of the things we talk about is the number of volunteers. Talk about your volunteers for just a minute, Mary Beth.
I'll tell you, we have about 200 volunteers that work with us throughout the year, and they're the masterminds behind planning the activities of not only all the operations and financial and, you know, other sort of aspects of the festival, some of which you see, many of which you don't, but they also then manage the thousands of volunteers that come in during the 9 days. Now, it looks like we may have a record number of volunteers this year, just under 9,000 that came out and, you know, they sold tickets, they cleaned up the food court, they, you know, were button sellers, whatever it is that needed to be done at Riverfest, did it and helped make it an amazing party.
So what do you think, how many people do you think, and I don't know how you do this, but how do you estimate, and you believe maybe 460,000 total came to one or more events, is that right?
No, yep, it was absolutely a robust year from an attendance perspective. And what we do is, you know, for things like concerts, we'll take overhead pictures and use grids and count. And then in other things, we base it off of, numbers in terms of food court sales, that kind of thing. Some events, we use clickers and specifically count everybody coming in. So it's a mixture of art and science, but either way, it is a really, really well-attended festival. Mother Nature was part of that. But frankly, what I heard over and over again was that we had programming, whether it was entertainment and concerts or it was unique performers that came in from all around the country that really drew people in.
Well, how does that, would 460,000, how would that compare with the past estimates for the River Festival the past few years then?
Well, it was above last year. We had about 410 last year. And even the year before, 2016, which was a wonderful festival, it ended with an incredible concert with the Roots. We'd had good weather all year, or all festival. That was about 455. So this even exceeded that. So definitely one of the larger festivals, at least that we've got data for in the last couple of decades.
And we've talked with the police department nearly every day. And of course, they were the main, a big part of your security for everything that went on down there. And they, you know, like two arrests is all they had. Yeah. It's amazing how well-behaved people were down there.
That's exactly right. I walked through the crowds every night and, you know, you got to sense the mood and make sure that nothing's brewing. And the fact is we had every representation, you know, of ages and groups around the community, in from out of town, and everybody was there together in the spirit of the festival. So we had, you know, we had a couple of folks that who's, you know, showed some bad judgment, and their nights got a little bit worse. But that was absolutely the exception. I mean, it's a record low number of security incidents, and we're just really, really pleased with everybody's spirit in that respect.
What did you wind up with button sales? Did you tally that up, Mary Beth?
Well, we only know at this point our on-site button sales.
Oh, okay.
So those that were sold right at the gate. And those were up 26% from last year. It'll take us just a couple more weeks to get in numbers from the sales around Dillon's and Quick Trips all over the community. So we won't know the total button sales until later in the summer. But the on-site indicators really track with a robust festival.
You know, and I was thinking while this thing was going on, well, okay, we're not getting any rain, but good gravy, some of those, it got a little warm and toasty down there every day, didn't it?
I'll tell you, and you would have thought that would have made people grumpy, but nope, they all just got in the summer spirit of the festival, and we could not have picked a better year to make available the giant water dispensing
systems,
the water monsters that we acquired, and we went through thousands of gallons of ice water, and I know that helped make it, you know, a safer and more pleasant festival. And we were just happy we were able to do that for all of our attendees.
Ted.
Hey, Mary Beth, Ted Woodward here. I was, you know, we had mentioned earlier about people coming in from out of town. Sometimes we don't think about that, but I was down there Friday night, and there were people right by me that had come in from Arkansas, and they were here for 2 days. They were talking about how they were coming up to see the concerts and staying overnight. So it's just kind of a little portrait of how it goes to prove that people are coming here, and we're drawing people from a wide area.
I ran into a woman from California, so they're coming in from all over the place, huh?
Yeah, it was the Friday night, the Liz Phair concert. We had one of our interns just kind of walking through the crowd, and she didn't get through more than 200-300 people, and she found folks from 14 different states.
Yeah.
And we also had, so, I mean, even Wednesday night for the Cypress Hill concert, talked with a guy at the end of the night who was getting ready to drive back to Hayes, you know, and that was going to be a long night for him, but he, you know, was really dying to see that act. So we really were excited about making diverse, you know, whether you loved reggae or gospel or hip hop or country or rock, it was there, and we just saw folks coming down in droves.
I just think if you ask him, Windwagon Smith, Tim Norton will say he was probably the key for the attendance this year, wouldn't you think?
He made a phone call to Mother Nature, and you know she stepped up. So we're giving him all the credit.
Do you think it was Windwagon? I think it was probably this time around.
Well, somebody was living right. So I mean, it could be Tim, could be you guys. Don't know.
So I'm kind of surprised you talked to us this morning. I thought like the day after you'd be heading for the Bahamas for a couple of weeks.
Well. It's really interesting. It takes us a couple of weeks to get the festival set up, and those who watch downtown can see, you know, the booths and other things going. But, boy, we really try to give downtown back quickly. So we were out Sunday from early in the morning till, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening on a hot day, and our volunteers just crushed it. We had some contractors out yesterday cleaning up some equipment. We'll have a few things that still get towed out of there over the next couple of days, but you know, streets all get back opened and everything before the work week starts. And we sort of muscle through the next few days, and then we'll take a little bit of a break.
Hey, how many Admiral jackets are there?
Well, you know, sometimes they get cannibalized, right? To make the next one. The folks at Fruhoff are just geniuses. So we probably only have 4 or 5, you know, hanging in the closet, and some of them are of an age that the style is not quite what we're going for, but it's kind of a cool archive.
Yeah, and probably a sleeveless jacket for Norton, so he can show off those guns he has, right?
I'll tell you, it was. I mean, for those that know Tim Norton, he's got just personality, you know, oozing, and it was just a pleasure, and he. You know, the schooner mates and the admiral, that relationship is special every year. But those high school, soon-to-be seniors got to spend time with him and then represent their schools at all the Riverfest events, but also around the community. They went on civic days and out visiting in hospitals and different organizations.
Yeah.
I know he had a great experience, but the fact is he touched a lot of people, including his schooner mates, but beyond that. And we're just delighted by what the character of the Admiral adds to the festival. I mean, it's the unique spirit of hometown pride and unity, and we're just, you know, excited to keep stewarding that year after year.
Thanks for being with us. It's, as always, a great River Festival this year, and thank you, Mary Beth, for your efforts and all of your folks and the volunteers. Looks like we'll be doing it again next year, right?
Yeah, you know, we've done 47 of them, and we never quite get it right, so I guess we'll do 48.
All right, thank you, Mary Beth. Mary Beth Jarvis is president of Wichita Festivals, Inc., and we're talking about the River Festival, concluded this past weekend. 7:20 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Talk about a little baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it against a team that is at the bottom of the National League. It's interleague play for a couple days for the Kansas City Royals, as a team comes to Kansas City that doesn't come very often. The Cincinnati Reds, for only the fourth time ever, coming to Kansas City to take on the Royals. Royals are trying to get things right. They've lost 7 of their last 8. They have struggled all season long at home. This is only a 2-game series, very short, but it does begin an 8-game homestand for the Royals. And Kansas City, though, in its short history with the Reds, has beaten them 5 times in a row in Kansas City. The Reds have not won at Kauffman Stadium in 19 years. We'll see if the Royals can somehow keep that mojo going against the Reds tonight. Live coverage of the Reds and the Royals at 6:30 tonight. The game will start at about 7:15. Listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night, the Wichita Wingnuts were on the road, beginning a week-long swing in Texas. They opened up a 4-game series with the Cleburne Railroaders last night. On Twitter, the Wingnuts wrote, "Wingnuts watched Moneyball before their series opening game against Cleburne. Immediately drew a season-high 13 walks for a 6-1 win." Thanks, Brad Pitt.
Tell me, Moneyball's the movie.
The movie Moneyball.
And there's something about it.
watching them pitches or just
in which the objective is to get on base.
Yeah, one way or the other.
So a walk is just as good as a single, and if you have runners on base, you have better chances to score runs, and it's kind of what the Wingnuts did last night. They only got four hits.
Wow.
But they got 13 walks issued by the Cleburne pitching staff.
Yike.
And that certainly helped, and the Wingnuts won the game 6-1. Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts. They're in Cleburne again tonight at 7:05. St. Louis Cardinals won yesterday. As they were home, they beat the last-place San Diego Padres 5-2. The Cardinals won 4 out of 5. They're only 2.5 games back behind the Cubs in the National League Central. And this is a notable date in Shocker baseball history. It was 25 years ago on this day that the Shocker baseball team played Louisiana State in the national championship game at the College World Series.
Wow.
LSU won that game 8-0. That was the last time that Wichita State would appear in the national championship game. That was 25 years ago today up in Omaha. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Okay. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Obama's Iran deal and Trump's North Korean meeting. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.